بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah has created the universe for His service and for His worship. Worship will be of several times, of several types. One which is a direct ibadah, direct service. And one is a service, but indirectly it becomes a service. Person eats with his right hand, he eats in accordance to the sunnah, and the eating itself is not an act of worship. But if he eats in this style, then this eating of his becomes an act of ibadat. So you have ibadat of several types. That which will become an ibadat ultimately, and that which is an ibadat in itself. Like namaz, Quran Sharif, zikr, in itself it's an ibadat. It doesn't have to become an ibadat. And how you differentiate between the direct and the indirect ibadat is the direct ibadat is desired to be prolonged and lengthened. Quran Sharif, zikr, namaz. So there is a desire and it is desirable that it's prolonged. But that which is an indirect ibadat, like eating, it ultimately becomes an ibadat. So directly it is not ibadat. So it's not a desirable thing that you prolong the eating, say no, that I'm doing a lot of ibadat. Prolong it instead of doing it in 15-20 minutes. So you make it into 1 hour. Similarly, wuzu, ultimately it becomes an ibadat. It's maqsood bil ghayr. Right? So when it is ultimately it becomes an ibadat, there is no virtue to lengthen that wuzu. Instead of doing it in 3 minutes, you're taking 20 minutes to make wuzu, you're not going to get an additional sawab for that. So this ibadat that is the immediate and direct ibadat, that obviously the level of it and the virtue of it is greater in normal circumstances. When there is an abnormal situation, then obviously then in that particular situation which is abnormal, then that ibadat that is required there takes the superiority, becomes superior. Like you are needed to make jihad at that time. So when that there is a need and the jihad becomes compulsory, then obviously then at that particular moment jihad become more virtuous. Otherwise, under normal circumstances, the direct ibadah of Allah Ta'ala is more virtuous. So for this direct ibadah, there are several verses of the Quran as well as hadith. The Quran Sharif, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا. Break away from everybody else and turn entirely to Allah Ta'ala. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرَغْبْ. When you have finished with your other duties, teaching people or lecturing people, making bayan to people, etc., then وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرَغْبْ, then turn your heart and your attention to Allah Ta'ala. وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرَغْبْ. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. Even though you have to labor hard to get there, you should be doing it laboring hard. فَإِذَا فَرَاطَ فَنْصَبْ. Nasab is to labor hard. So sometimes the zikr and the tilawat may be a little bit difficult, then you should do it. You don't only do the zikr and ibadat and dua when you are feeling to do it, when there is an inclination, when there is a yearning. Rather, when there is a yearning and when there isn't a yearning, both times you're going to turn there. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَنْصَبْ. So a special emphasis here, it's for those who are occupied in dini activities. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ. You have to do that. Whatever it is, you have to do your dini activity. But in the dini activity, after the completion, then فَنْصَبْ. Tie yourself in turning towards Allah Ta'ala. And if you're not going to tie yourself in turning towards Allah Ta'ala, then the activity that you are going to be involved in will become without a soul. It will become without any life. There's not going to be any life in it. The life comes into it. The life is introduced into it because of your turning to Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise it becomes an action that is lifeless. A'mal ke lashe pare hai. In the words of Mawlana Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahab, A'mal ke lashe. So you will have an action, but an action that is lifeless. The life that comes into the action is in proportion to the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. How much you remember Allah Ta'ala, that proportion you will find life in the action. Now there is no remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And when I say remembrance, I explained that this type of direct ibadat, your mind is only occupied in that. Hazrat Shaykh Al-Hadith Sahib Rahmatullahi and Hazrat Mawlana Thani Sahib, both of them, they write a letter of Hazrat Hajim Nadullah Sahib Rahmatullahi to Nawab Chatarvi. In that zamana, Nawabs had acres and acres of land. Not acres, miles of land, they had miles. So all that revenue from those lands they had, rentals and whatever else, was coming to them. So this Nawab Chatarvi was extremely wealthy. And for his own Islah and the Reformation and correction, he opted to migrate to Makkah Mukarramah. In the meanwhile, he used to be doing a lot of charitable work as well. Lots of charitable work. Help this person, help that person. He was doing a lot of charitable work. And in those days, Makkah Mukarramah wasn't as prosperous as now, as you see now. There were a lot of poor people, and he used to be helping them out. So he expressed his feeling to be coming to live in Makkah Mukarramah to Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi. But Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi was his mentor and was his sheikh. Obviously what you are doing should be discussing that this is my intention. So Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi applauded him for the good intention, but he says, you see, you are going to do this charitable work, then you're going to mix up issues. Imagine now, you have got a student coming to the madrasa, and student also has a assignment to take care of all the poor in the madrasa. Right? Will he be able to be focused in his studies? He won't. If he's studying, then he's thinking, alright, that one student is in the fourth year, and he needs to be given 200 rand this month. And that one student is in the Adadi, he just came in, and he needs to be taken to the doctor, so the doctor's fees may be a little bit high, 300, 400 rand, so I need to get that done. And this person here, he needs about 1,000 rand. I don't have the money now, but next month everything is coming, so I'll take it on account and see to his need now. So now his mind is going to be scattered. In that person, this person, third person, fourth person. So you will not be able to focus in his study. Similar is the whole process of Islah and Reformation and correction. If you want to take on two, three things, one at the same time, So your mind is going to be scattered. When your mind is going to be scattered, then you're not going to be grasping the concepts. For you to be able to grasp the concepts, your mind needs to be very clear and very, very isolated, very clear. You can't allow your mind to be consumed by other thoughts. It must be just in that one single direction. Ali Sahib Rahmatullah explained to me, see, you are doing this charitable work for the people of Makkah Mukarramah. You can't think of any charity that is superior. But remember, when you are coming here for this reason, then you have to see, you have to review this whole thing. So the whole charity, you must not become instrumental in acquiring the charities or the distribution. That you must hand over to your man. That man mustn't even come and discuss with you. He mustn't discuss nothing. He must acquire and he must distribute. He must acquire and he must distribute. Your mind will be only focused to your work. Like a student, what will you tell him? If you want that student to progress and you want him to grasp the whole exercise here in a short duration, in a short period, what will you tell him? Same thing you tell him, but you mustn't be occupied in these other things. In the side issues, you mustn't get involved. That get someone else to do it on your behalf. He must be mandated that this is the amount that he's going to get and this is how he's going to distribute. So he must be mandated to do it. You are going to focus on your studies. You're not going to turn right, you're not going to turn left, you're not going to look at his problem, you're not going to listen to that person's problem. You are going to be just tied to your work. So Ali Sahib Rahmatullah explained it to him. Now, why did Ali Sahib explain that to him? The reason is the name of Allah Ta'ala and the love of Allah Ta'ala, the consciousness and the very, very presence of Allah Ta'ala in your heart, that is the very, very essence of all ibadat. To the extent you will have the presence of Allah Ta'ala in your mind, in your heart, to that extent you will find all your acts of ibadat will pick up in value. Ayyul mujahidi afdal aksarum zikran lillah. So whoever remembers Allah Ta'ala, whichever mujahid remembers Allah Ta'ala bit more, then he is greater. And the one that the charitable person, generous person who remembers Allah Ta'ala more, then his reward is greater. So the zikr becomes the very essence. And then that remembrance of Allah Ta'ala becomes the essence, and this it's so emphasized that there is a dua made for that. Allahumma ij'alni u'azzimu shukrak wa ukathiru zikrak. And zikr becomes such an important thing that there's no way you say ukathiru jihadak, but ukathiru zikrak. That make me that I remember you in abundance. You grant me that tawfiq, you grant me that ability and strength that I remember you in abundance. See? So once that name of Allah is established in your heart, in your mind, your namaz will be a different namaz. Your roza will be a different roza. Those people that had linked up to Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they used to say, We didn't know how to make namaz, nor did we know how to do roza. After joining up with Ali Sahib Rahmatullah, then we understood what it is to be reading namaz, what it is to be fasting. That one is the fast that we know of, leaving out all those prohibitions, eating, drinking, and relationship, etc. So leaving out these things. But the other fast was, to the best of your ability, not allowing ghayrullah to come to your heart. To the best of your ability, you don't get involved in anything else. Just Allah. Whether it's meditation, whether it is Quran, whether it is zikr, whether it is namaz, whether it is whatever form, but direct remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So you won't allow anything else to come to your heart, even a discussion with a friend, whoever else. After Ramadan, you will do all that. But now, let Allah Ta'ala permeate. Let Him come into your heart. Let Him get established in your heart. تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِي. Avail yourself for my remembrance, for my service. I will see to all your needs, all your requirements. I will see to them, I will attend to them. But you get yourself for me. You avail yourself. You assign yourself. You resign yourself to me. Whichever way, like I said, namaz, zikr, then meditation. Now you may ask how you meditate. So meditation is not a complicated thing. You absorb your mind in a thought that will bring you closer to Allah Ta'ala. Various people can do it in various ways. Some person looks at the sky, looks at the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, then he thinks about Allah Ta'ala's greatness. He looks at the vastness of the sky, then he looks at the vastness of the power of Allah Ta'ala, the might of Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't just allow his mind to be stuck to that. Just to that, no. He looks beyond that, beyond the sky. The scientist looks just to the sky, and the muwahid, the one that is an arif, he looks beyond that. He looks, what's beyond this? I see the vastness of the sky, the splendor and the radiance of the sun, I see all this. But I need to look beyond what's beyond this. So he remembers Allah Ta'ala that, whether in ponderance and reflection, whether verbally, whether reciting the Quran, whether namaz, whichever way. But the idea is to get the greatness and the majesty of Allah Ta'ala within the heart. So that's the idea. So this is how the muwahid will look. And this is how he will avail himself of Allah Ta'ala's ibadat. So, without any justifiable reason, he will not contact with anybody. Contact is closed. By after Ramadan, we'll see. Now I don't need to get myself involved in this. See? Without fighting, without discussing, without pulling up the face, without telling anything to anybody, but you do your thing. Now you'll see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So deliberately you don't allow your mind to be drifting in anything else. I mean, this is what he's telling him. And deliberately you don't allow your mind to go into anything else. The mind must just be absorbed in Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. So sometimes you can think about the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes the sifat and the attribute of Allah Ta'ala, one attribute you are taking, and you are pondering over that one attribute of Allah Ta'ala. So whichever way you find the presence of mind, you are allowing your mind to get absorbed into that. Right? Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib.